Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting an opinion survey about issues that affect your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign? Yes or no? Give you
no.
Some kind? Nobody works in any political campaign?
Okay. No.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how would you vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Not very likely? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered?
I will most likely vote.
Okay.
Like 98% positive.
Very likely? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. Now, which political party are you registered with? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
I have no party affiliation.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. What is your main or racial background? African American or Black, Asian American, or white, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Probably Hispanic, white Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now moving right along, is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
19 to 35.
18 to 35, yeah. And generally speaking, sir, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Honestly, I haven't really been looking into this here that much.
I understood. But generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, can you make a decision or not?
I would probably say the wrong way.
The wrong track? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I'm going to read a few, and you can pick one, okay? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, flooding, the sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, corruption in local government, crime and neighborhood safety, or inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas. What will be the one thing that will make your daily life better?
It has to be one thing.
Yeah, I know they're all important, but yeah, I think you can just pick one.
Probably the housing crisis. Soon I would have to move out. That's pretty bad.
The housing and property prices. Okay. I know it's a non-partisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Now, you will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably, or least likely to vote for the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote for them, or leans likely to the Republican candidate?
I don't really know, honestly.
You don't lean towards any of them, the Republican or the Democrat candidate?
I mean, I don't really like the Republican candidate right now, so I'd probably just say the Democratic just because I don't really like the Republican candidate.
So, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Should I record that as your answer so we can move forward?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And there's no right or wrong answer, so I appreciate your patience. Now, you will not be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. How about Miguel Solomon? Do you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion, no opinion, or never heard of it?
I really have not been keeping up, so there's going to be a lot of people I've never heard of, so I have no opinion.
Okay. How about Joe Carollo? Do you have an opinion? Favorable?
No opinion.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? Favorable? Unfavorable?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir?
Is there like a middle? Is there a middle ground?
Yeah.
Like,
is somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable? Those are the two middle options.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And how about Joe Biden? Same question. Very favorable?
Same thing. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. How about Fabian Bessave? Do you recognize the name?
No, no opinion on him.
Okay. How about Francis Suarez? Do you recognize the name?
No opinion.
Okay. So you do recognize the name, but you have no opinion, right?
No, I don't even recognize their names.
Okay. How about Carlos Jimenez? No opinion or never heard of it?
No, no, him I've heard of. Okay. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. And how about, did I say Francis Suarez?
Yeah, you said it.
Okay, so Daniela Lavín Cava, do you recognize the name or you have no opinion?
No, I don't even recognize the name.
Okay, Alfonso Alfie León. Favorable or unfavorable? No opinion, okay. How about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Favorable or unfavorable? No opinion or never heard of it?
No, no opinion.
Okay. How about Vicky Lopez? Same question, same options. No opinion,
no
never
opinion.
Heard of it? Okay. Maria Elvira Salazar. Favorable or unfavorable?
Never
no opinion.
Heard of it.
Never heard of it. Healing Higgins. Favorable or unfavorable? No opinion or never heard of it?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. And how about Rosy Cordero Stotts? Do you recognize the name?
And somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. And how about Joe Sanchez? Same question, same options.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience on the line, sir. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Alfonso Alfie León or Ellen Higgins? If you had to pick, which one would you pick?
Higgins.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Helen Higgins?
Solomon.
Solomon, okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Joe Carollo or Helen Higgins? Mr. Carollo or Ms. Higgins?
Carollo.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Helen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job she's doing? Yes, sir?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, you will now be giving some statements about Helen Higgins, and these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, can you please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Helen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? And if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? Now, during these challenging times, Helen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
100% more.
Okay, much more. Okay. And Helen Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which had led to the more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. And in one case, Higgins got a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. Now, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign. They want to know if you hear this kind of statement, is that going to make you change your mind, okay? That's all. So will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And Helen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing our longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Same question, same option. Much more, somewhat more, much less, somewhat less, or makes no difference who you support?
Somewhat more.
Okay, and Healing Higgins give billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. That's what they say. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less? It makes no difference if you hear this.
No difference.
Okay, and since Helen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the county, in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors and fixed incomes. Same question, same option, sir.
No difference.
Okay. And while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Helen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayers' funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, somewhat less, or makes no difference? Yes, sir?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Now, one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, Alfonso Alfi Leon or Helen Higgins, for whom would you vote for?
Higgins, probably.
Okay, and sir, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, Miguel Solomon and Helen Higgins, for whom would you vote?
Solomon.
Okay, and if there were a primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, Joe Carollo or Helen Higgins, for whom would you vote?
Keegan.
Okay, I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample in your community. What's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with associates, college graduate with bachelor's or postgraduate?
Less than high school.
Okay, thank you. And what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian?
Cuban, Puerto Rican, and Venezuelan.
So which one should I pick so we can move forward?
Yeah, Cuban? You are Cuban, so put Cuban.
Okay, thank you. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye. Likewise.